DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with
Ender's Logic.
We call you Muscle Hammer.
Flopsy.
That the system...
Your host, Robert Digital.
Reload. Game changer overused.
And
Smoochie. I'm pretty good at MOBAs.
All right.
So...
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. It's Bobby, and I'm here with Chad.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Emilio.
Hi!
That was my best Chi.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, we are missing Chi this week, it's just going to be the three of us.
Straight testosterone today.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
It's not going to be pretty.
Or gay. I mean, America. A little bit of both, maybe. Yeah.
Chad's on my lap, but that's neither here nor there.
Yep. It's the comfiest spot in Bobby's little apartment.
Very true. All right. So, new reviews. We promised a giveaway, right? $20 Steam card.
Yes, we did.
So, we're going to give away our first one of that. So, if you want to enter in the future, we're going to do one next week, too. $20 Steam card is going to one of our reviewers on iTunes. So Bobby is getting us a number right now.
All right, we have 61 reviews on iTunes, so we're going to roll the dice. And this person doesn't respond, which is very likely, because maybe it's one of the early ones that don't listen to the show anymore.
We have 100% retention.
Exactly.
What's that word?
Retention rate.
Retention rate, God damn it.
The other thing to make it easier on us is if you put your Steam name in your review, then we know exactly who to give our Steam card to. Yep. Yeah. So if you're doing it for that purpose, please put your Steam name. All right.
All right.
Generated it up.
All right. And the lucky winner is 60.
Ooh, damn. A new one.
So that's a recent one. We could figure that out real quick here. Let me just scroll to the bottom of this. So that's going to be the second to last review. The lucky winner is... Maximum Thrust.
Do we know who he is on Steam?
No, but we will send out the... Well, we'll honk the horn of war, and we will see. He will come.
And we got two more of these to give out, too, right?
Yep.
So the next 2 weeks, we're going to be doing this.
So you want to get on this sexy action.
And like you said, if you've already put one in, then you are already locked in.
And we all know iTunes is a bunch of bullshit, but we need this to grow the podcast, guys. So just do us a solid, and we will continue to get drunk and talk about dicks online.
Yep. That's always fun, too.
That's the dream.
Living the dream.
I mentioned a week ago that when HOTS 2.0 is released, I was going to be streaming me opening all the chests and stuff. And I think I'm going to take that opportunity to give away a bunch of games that I have on our massive game list that is accruing here. I'm going to really try to clean this out. Over like 300 games. A lot of those are duplicates. A lot of them are trash. There are some good ones.
Ooh, there's a Devil Daggers right there?
Oh, yeah. Devil Daggers is on there. Broforce.
XCOM 2?
XCOM 2 is taken, unfortunately. Oh. Yeah, I got to take those off the list. Enslaved Odyssey to the West. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Dead Space 2? That's Dead Space 2.
Broforce is an awesome game.
Yeah.
We got some good shit, folks.
So I'm giving all that away on stream once I figure out how to work a raffle.
Well, tell people to stream so they know to set you up.
What is my stream? Twitch.tv.
Well, it's not DLGaming.net, I'll tell you that. Jerk.
I told you, man, I'm branching out. I'm the JT of the podcast. It's Twitch.tv, Robert_digital.
Yeah, Robert_digital.
Yeah, not too complicated. So
and do podcast people on the podcast with you, can I enter in this thing too? Because I want a little Broforce maybe or something like that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Promises.
Okay. That's a no. All right, let's get into this week.
This week. Well, let's talk about what's coming up on the radar.
Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to mention. We mentioned last week about t-shirts and I said I would do them last week. Mm-hmm. I did not. So I will be working on them this week. And hopefully we'll have something for you guys to take a look at this week on that. This is based on our 80s look that was voted on and won a couple of weeks ago. So stay tuned to that. Yeah. Look at our website and join our Discord, and you'll hear more about that hopefully this week.
Yeah, I think that's the logo on our Steam group page. So if you want to see what it looks like, you can check there. Yeah. All right, so games coming up. Outlast 2, finally. So this game got pushed back. It was supposed to come out like last Halloween, right?
Yeah, but I think they had that DLC instead, right? Didn't that?
Oh, no, the DLC's been out for years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So much anticipated. I love the original game. We were just talking last week. I think Chi was about ready to play the DLC, which, and she asked me, did she ask me on the podcast
yes.
or off?
It was on. Remember.
Okay, yeah, and she asked which one was better, but great. And I'm super excited for this one. It looks like they're going more into the whole demonic thing. They got the upside down cross. Release date is April 25th, 2017, the same day HOTS 2.0 comes out.
Ooh, you're going to be busy.
That's a conflict. What's so scary about cornfields? They're just inherently scary, right?
Because the corn's taller than you are.
Yeah.
So theoretically, they're not walls, but you can't see shit.
Yeah.
Question for you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Is Outlast your favorite horror game genre?
You know, or it very title. Well might be. I mean, maybe if it isn't my favorite, I'd say it's the best one out there, like objectively speaking, because horror games, you can't really have them go on for too long. So Outlast is like the perfect length, and it's scary, gruesome. I mean, it's got all the right ingredients in a perfect balance. So,
but you were kind of talking last week about how kind of cliche it is. But that's okay.
It is now. See, when I played it, that was still kind of fresh. The whole run and hide, the video camera thing, like that's been played out since. But I don't know. It was fresh and new when I played it originally.
Gotcha. Cool, cool. What else? So I was looking through games because I was actually thinking of buying a game. I was kind of not feeling any games I was currently playing and thought I would play something new. So I was looking at the games that came out this week, and a bunch of shit came out that we didn't talk about last week, but I was like, shit, why didn't we talk about this? So the first thing up was Project Hi-Rez Las Vegas. Bobby, you were a big fan of Project Hi-Rez, the original one, right?
Well, big fan, I don't know. I played a little bit of it, but I don't know if I'd say I was a huge fan. I mean, it was a good game. I just didn't play it enough to really...
That one was the sim one, right? Where you're simulating a high-rise and you're building things in your high-rise.
I remember you saying you liked it a lot.
I did like it a lot, but I just, for some reason, I haven't continued to play it.
It's not Tropico.
It's not Tropico?
Yeah. You know how Tropico can pull
you. No, it's different than Tropico. It's completely 2D, and you're either building residential or you're building commercial. And I thought it was a really good game, but I don't know why I didn't play more of it. I think I got burnt out on Sims. So Las Vegas is, I'm guessing, some sort of like casino game add on to it.
Yeah. It's $6.99, I believe, for the expansion. I don't know how much the original one was.
Probably not standalone then, right?
I think it's considered a expansion.
Yeah, it's expansion announced.
Yeah, because it's considered downloadable content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it requires the original project.
Oh, this is not the game I was thinking of. Bobby, what's the game that's like SimCity, pretty much, but just better?
Tropico.
Nope.
No, you're talking about City Skylines.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. Yeah. $6.99, though, it seems expensive for this game to be an expansion pack.
But
I think the original.
I think that's the perfect way to go. I mean, Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah,
that's
for sure.
Perfect for this game.
Okay, so you might have interest, but you're probably not going to spend $6.99 on it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'd still want to play the original one a little bit more before I want to venture out into anything new on that.
Okay. The other one that I was looking at for you, Bobby, was White Noise 2. Have you seen this one?
Yeah, I saw people streaming that on Twitch, so I watched a little bit of it. I don't know. It seemed like something that I had seen before.
9 out of 10.
Like, maybe White Noise, the original, before White Noise 2.
No, it just seemed like all these games where, you know, there's a killer and survivors and you have to hunt each other down.
Because what? We've got Friday the 13th. We had, what was the other one?
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, and now White Noise 2.
But I don't think any of them have been critically acclaimed as well.
Yeah, a lot of people have liked this game. I think it seems a little slower paced. The other games kind of felt like, I don't know, maybe shooters. I don't know. I haven't played much of them, so I don't know the specifics, but it seemed more up your speed because it does try to kick up the scare factor, the horror aspect of it.
For some reason, what I told Chad when I saw I saw this trailer, is for some reason I don't think I would be scared as much by somebody I knew is controlled by a computer. I mean, by a person.
I think
I would.
Yeah,
say you're playing a game.
I agree with you.
There's a scripted jump scare in it that's going to get you at the perfect time.
Yeah,
but the human's just going to get you whenever he can get his clutches on you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't played this game, so I don't know. But the graphics aren't fantastic.
No, the graphics did look less like subpar compared to other games in the same genre.
But
for
$10,
I mean, that's not a bad game.
Yeah, exactly. It's only $10. It's these 4-1 asymmetrical, and I think the 4 people are the guys doing the research, and then the 1 person is trying to kill them or scare them. It looked like it was ramping up more on the mystical side or sorcery side. I think there was like, it's kind of just more sorcery involved. I'm not sure if that means you got to like complete some sort of ritual to get it to stop or something like that. I don't know.
We could hit our friends up at dlgamer.us for maybe 5 copies if you guys want to play, or 4 copies.
Yeah, we could definitely hit them up.
Okay, cool.
The last one up that came out this week that I was to absolutely no fanfare because I didn't hear about it until I looked it up specifically was Crawl finally went live. It's out of beta and is now officially.
You played this, what, 2 years ago?
Something like that. Do you remember this one,
Bobby?
This
is so weird. This is one of the strange. I don't understand what happened with us. So we played this and we were like, or I was crazy on the hype train. So you play 4 players, 3 people are the dungeon and the monsters in it, and 1 is the hero. And then it's kind of like a game of Smear the Queer where when the hero dies.
I don't think you can call the game Smear the Queer anymore. I don't think that's acceptable.
I accept it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say it's okay.
Okay.
Is there any queers out there that has any problem with it?
Being PC now?
No.
This is where we draw the line.
I'm sorry. Smear the Queer. Okay.
Yeah. I like queers.
Nighthawk says we could call it Smear the Chad, but
thanks, Nighthawk. You know what? It wasn't even close to 61.
Of every instance I would ever say Smear the Queer from now for the rest of my life is going to be Smear the Chad. Even after Chad dies, and people are asking who's Chad, I'll be like, "Don't worry, he was a queer."
Don't worry about it. Side story on that: the spot between your balls and your ass called the taint.
Yeah.
Somebody had told us it was called the Gavin, and we have a friend named Gavin.
Yeah. When I met you in college.
Yeah. We forever have now called it the Gavin.
Yeah, poor Gavin.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, back to the
what was
story.
I talking about? Oh, so we played this, and I remember us all loving it and having a great time.
Yep.
And then we're like, oh, what a great concept. I was lost on it. I love new concepts.
Again, this game's called Crawl, just like you'd expect Crawl
to be
spelled.
Like a baby crawls. And then we played it a year later and we were like, fuck, I can't even tell what is what. The graphics are so bad that we didn't have a good time the second time around. I don't know why, what it was, but conceptually it's great. The graphics are, I mean, it's 8-bit for sure, but at times you're not sure what, like right now they look fine. I don't know. Maybe this is something we need to take a third look at it. I own it, so we could just boot it up and play it.
Yeah, for sure.
And Chi has to be here so we can get the full 4. Mm-hmm. So it's 4-player co-op.
It's not fun if you don't have, at least 3 people.
It's supposed to be
4.
Multiplayer. It's kind of a party game because you're competing against each other a little bit, and it's cooperative sort of, but it's competitive usually.
Yeah, there was a time where Chad and I, we were both dungeon traps. We weren't monsters. Like, let's say we're playing against Chi, and Bobby could be a ghost running around trying to scare or herd the hero into Chad and I, who are traps. And then at a certain point, I remember this was the best time that I had on this. Bobby was the hero or something. And Chad and I like quickly said, hey, let's do this and this. And our 2 traps went off at the same time. And there was just nothing that the hero could do. There was a high five. But then instantly, Chad is now the hero. And now I'm throwing fucking...
Yep, because whoever kills the hero becomes the hero.
Exactly.
So it's a lot of fun. It's different. It's interesting. I think it's... How much was it, Bobby?
$9.99.
I think it's well worth the price, especially considering it's multiplayer basically only. So $9.99, if 4 people are playing, it's basically kind of like $2.50
each.
And
only local co-op, too.
Yeah.
So that could be a deal breaker for some people.
For sure. So anyways, those all came out this week. I'm sure there was lots of other
Those were a lot
ones.
Of games that were already... Well, Crawl, and maybe that was the only one, but Crawl has been around forever. It's just now officially out.
Yep. So no big story this week?
No big story, but I guess we could talk about Boss Monster since we all played that.
Sure.
All right, so that is a tabletop game that we literally just played for the first time. And I don't know, how were your reactions? Or does someone want to describe the game?
Let me first tell you guys why I picked it up. So we've been playing some D&D, and I went to my local game store to get some dice because the dice
well,
I was
also explain. This is your first time playing D&D.
Yes, and I'll
and
get
coming
into,
up is oh, yeah. my first time playing D&D.
I'll get into that in a little bit. So sorry, we're going to get off video games for a hot minute or two, but we'll get back.
How
here.
Many of our games are based on D&D though?
Yeah,
if not all.
It's
of
true.
Them.
It's true, and I think there's a lot of parallels.
Even
between
Mass Effect Andromeda. Yeah. As crazy as that is based on D&D.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I went to go get some dice, and I was in the store, and Amelia and I live together, so a lot of times we'll talk about what games you want to play together, but since we're living together, there's an opportunity to just play a non-video game if we wanted to. Yeah. So I asked the dude there, I said, hey, what's the some of the better games that we can play 2v2? You know, we both like magic, but we're not interested in card collecting. So he gave me a couple ones. One was called Star Empires, and another one was this one called Boss Monster. So that's why we got it. So I brought it over here to Bobby's before we started doing this, and we played a couple of rounds. So, Bobby, you're up first. What do you think?
I liked it. First of all, the packaging looks like a Nintendo cartridge, very old school.
Yeah, it does.
I like that you... It's reversed. You don't play the hero. You are trying to build a dungeon that lures a hero in, and then you try to kill the hero, and then you get points for killing the hero.
That's lures.
Lure?
Lures.
Whatever.
Lure. Lures. I think it's lure. I've always said lure my entire life. Lure. There's
I've
an
heard
E at the end,
also.
So it's a lure.
I think
not a lure.
Lure.
Who knows? He's public school educated. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
But you try to attract these heroes into your dungeon. With various things, and then you try to kill them. If they survive your dungeon, then you lose points. So you can either win by gaining enough souls by killing these guys, or you lose by having enough survive your dungeon that you just eventually lose. So I don't know. I thought it was good. It was very basic and easy to learn, and the game length is about 30 minutes, which I think is good for a tabletop game. I mean, I played a lot of board games when I was young, and I just am so used to like Monopoly or Risk, like, you know, when you leave the board out and then you have to come back the next day and pick up where you left off and think someone's fucking with it. And
there's something to that as well, but not in this lifestyle that we lead these days.
Yeah.
No.
But if you live in a house like
I mean, if you and I played a strategic, what is it, Risk or something, and we had the board sitting on our kitchen table, we could do that. But this one's 30 minutes. It's play. It's enjoyable, and then you put it away and pick it up next time.
Our 3-month long game of Twister with oil based lubes.
Yeah.
Takes up all of
still
our
still going
room,
on.
Though. I know.
Yeah.
It's funny because we both lose and win every time.
Yeah, it's weird.
So it's a stalemate every day.
Ties every time. What else were we talking about this game? I felt two things I didn't like about this game. One, I felt like if you were behind, you just couldn't catch up.
Guess who lost first, guys?
That would be me.
I thought it was a fantastic game.
It literally
game.
Was Smear the Chad on that one.
Yeah, it was. Most games are.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing I didn't like about this game was I didn't feel like there was enough interaction between the three of us. I felt like we should be drawing spells every turn. Maybe I read the instructions wrong and we were missing things. But don't you think we should have been doing more spell work, countering each other, done more? Like, we could almost look at the board and see who was going to win before the turn even started, right?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, what was the other game that we played when
I feel like
she had the card or the tabletop game, and then you guys played the online version?
Oh, yeah.
Talisman.
I
still want to play.
Back and forth on that one. But it's hard to get spell cards in this game.
Yeah.
Dad, I feel like Bobby and I were strategizing with our dungeons, and you, I don't know what you did with your dungeon.
You had a rough
start. I think your dungeon was just,
You attracted, your dungeon wasn't finished yet, and you attracted
a bunch of people. Yeah,
they
I got
came in. And they just ruined the place.
And I think that's the other thing. It should maybe start off a little slower. Like maybe it's only one hero the first round or two. You know, to just start it up and then it
well,
starts going more.
You know, they've been learned.
Yeah, for sure.
I really liked that it had hints of dungeon building and also a little bit of Smear the Chad. those two things together is what really.
Yeah.
No, it was a good game, and there's not a lot of. It's
again,
just two decks of cards.
Again, this was called Boss Monster. It's 2 to 4 players. So I got it for 2 players, but we could easily play 4.
This site that we're on is rated a 6.4. I would say that's about right.
That.
Maybe a little bit better. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a 7.
I'm guessing it's out of 10.
Probably.
It's not fantastic. I wouldn't spend money on it, guys.
Cool. What else did we play today? Let's talk about some video games.
Yeah.
Shardbound. I want to hear about it.
So Shardbound
is... Can you bring it up, by the way, Bobby?
Shardbound is a TCG, a trading card game, that is very akin to Duelist, where you play that, you know, there's like a chessboard going on at the same time that you're playing a hand.
Okay. You got cards and a board.
Yes. And they're both interacting. But Duelist, it was a static level, much like a chessboard, and
never changed, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Static,
yeah, exactly.
But this one, there's height, and you could get advantage by getting high ground. You have range units and melee units. I thought it was a nice touch that if a melee attacks a range, the range doesn't get to trade. But if a melee attacks a melee at any point, the melee gets to trade.
Gotcha.
Which makes total sense.
A melee can't trade with a range.
If you flank watch Braveheart. If you flank the archers, they're fucked.
Exactly.
They're like, oh God.
I just watched Braveheart for the first time last week.
Whoa.
It's a three-hour movie.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
That's my favorite
movie of all time.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was great. I mean, it won Best Picture in 95. I knew it was going to be a great movie. But it... I don't know. Because it was so long, it was hard for me to really say, like, okay, well, here's the third act, and this is where everything's going to conclude. I felt like they kind of repeated some stuff. But, yeah, it was a fantastic movie. I felt like I was watching, like, a 90s version of Game of Thrones, almost.
Yeah, it was.
Like,
yeah.
In the second half of the movie. There's a lot of, like, action, like, bloody battles and shit like that. And then, like, there's a lot of, kings and queens manipulating things behind the scenes as well.
What's interesting about that is there were no big battles before that movie. There was no two lines of men running into each other and having, they were the first ones. And that's what, where everybody was like, how do they even shoot this? Like, that's amazing. They had never really done it. I mean, it looked shitty before that is what I'm saying. Yeah. They're the first one to pull it off and make it realistic. Anyway, this is nothing like that. This is hexagon based, strategy game that also, I mean, primarily it's a card game. But then you have to implement your cards a certain way. So,
is it more card based or is it more board based?
I would say slightly more card because you can't do anything with the cards except for position your hero. Your hero is not a minion, so you can't buff your hero ever, but your hero has a hero ability.
So you're like a planeswalker.
Yeah. But they're on the board and they do things. They can attack. And there's six colors.
So that is like Duelist then.
Yeah. And there's six colors in this game. And the colors, they're all fucked up. Like purple is undead and blah, blah, blah. But they're not as hardline, I feel like, as they are in Magic.
I feel like purple is an appropriate color for undead.
Yeah.
That's a common one.
Or black, obviously, would be. Anyway.
It actually isn't a color. It's the absence of color.
Thank you, wow. Doctor. Doctor.
He scrunched his nose. He couldn't even get through that one. But that one. Anyway, having a great time. Played it a couple hours today. I want to give a shout out to Leet Milf, who might be our only female listener that I know of, out of the tens and tens of you. The tens and tens of thousands, that is. Ha! So I'm trying to harass her into doing a player interview, which I just did one with Tag. That's Tag Loro. He's very active these days. But
listener spotlight.
Listener spotlight, but it did not record his end of the conversation, so we got to re-record that thing.
Surprise, Tag, if you didn't know that,
yeah.
You got to do it again.
Depending on what recording software you've used, I've noticed sometimes when we do those, it records each person in one channel, and it records in stereo. So you'll have, like, if you don't have both headphones in, you won't hear the conversation.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'll send it over. I haven't deleted it, so I'm going to send it over to you.
Put it on the drive, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay, cool.
Just to fill in people further, if you're new and don't know what he's talking about, what we like to do, but we haven't done in a little while, is we do a listener spotlight at the end of the episode. It's your chance to just have 10 minutes of conversation with one of us. We get to learn about you and kind of.
You could pick any one of us to do your interview, but
it's always a million.
Nobody's ever not picked me because I think they want to feel smart, and I could make them do that.
Yeah, but then you're in the situation where you just didn't record as part of the the listener spotlight. So, so if you're interested, hit us up on our Steam or hit us up on Discord.
So I invited Leap Milf to our Discord, and I was like, hey, you know, our channel names are all, I don't know, you might want to take a look if you're offended, blah, blah, blah. She goes, my name is Leap Milf. Exactly how offended do you think I am by Tatas? And then so I decrypted the very encrypted name Leap Milf. It's an elite mother I would like to fuck. Yep. So yeah, that's so I don't think very much.
Did that term exist before American Pie?
I was trying to figure that out the other day.
It must have. I mean, they must have got it from. It's not like one of the writers, but
You just changed all these just like a week ago or two ago. Why'd you do that?
Because everybody kept hanging out in the places I didn't want them, and now that it's completely random.
So now that it's not game based, it doesn't matter where you're.
Yeah,
hanging
exactly.
Out?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Alrighty. What else we got to talk about? T-Worlds. I played that for 10 minutes.
Spell that, because I'm not sure if people know what you're talking
about. It doesn't really matter. It's a piece of shit game.
It's T-E-E, like in golfing. Okay. T-Worlds. It's a 2D platforming, fast-paced shooter where it's pretty much Kirby with a shotgun running around trying to shoot other Kirbys with shotguns.
Wow.
Very simple.
That's descriptive.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the game.
You can double jump, and there's a grappling hook.
Yeah. Oh, so you can double jump. Oh,
yeah, and you could drag.
Game changer. You can double jump. Holy fuck.
It's not a great game, but it's up to 16 players per server. Mm. So I can definitely see this, and it's free. I can see this taking Golfer Friends' title away.
No, this game's way too stressful. Golf with Friends is like relaxing.
Okay. I didn't know we were going for stressful.
No, this game. It's fun, but I mean, after about 10 minutes, you've experienced absolutely everything there is to this game.
I'm saying at the end of the night when everybody's drunk, except for you, it's another option we can go with.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
For sure. And this is completely free or?
Completely free. I don't even know how they're going to make money.
I think it's in early access, isn't it?
No. Yeah.
Guess not.
Maybe it's just a showpiece to show people that they can actually make a game. The graphics are not great, but
Dig Dug-esque.
Yeah, but playable.
Yeah.
So, overall, it was free, and you said it, and you feel like you overpaid for it. Is that what I'm hearing, Bobby?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you played it against randos. We were playing like
as a team.
There's
not a lot of team.
No, not even a team. There were so many of. We have so many friends, Bobby.
Yeah.
And you played alone.
So you're just playing.
We played team deathmatch, and there was like three of us on each side. Yeah. It was cool. Because you're talking shit over Discord, it makes it funner.
Please don't use that word ever again.
Leap Milf says that her ex-husband gave her the name, but she got to keep it in the divorce.
That's how I got my name, too.
I love it when we're playing, like, PUBG, and she says something like, hi, boys. And everybody's like, girl, 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 girl. Have you heard this yet?
No.
Yeah.
So, makes me ashamed for my sex. Anyways, what else were we talking about?
We are talking about video games and stuff.
Oh, I want to hear about Mr. Shifty, because I watched a little bit of Mill play that.
So... Mr. Shifty
Have you seen this, Bobby, by the way?
Yeah, bring this up. This is worth taking a look at. I love this fucking game. It is awesome. It is very close to Hotline Miami, control-wise, except for you're kind of like a superhero because you can blink, which means like a short teleport. And you can do that up to 5 times before you have to reset your meter. The downside is you have your fists and everybody else has guns. So you're like constantly teleporting behind people and around traps and moving quickly. And you feel like a fucking badass, man. And not just that, every attack that you do feels like you there's really substance to it. Like, pow, every punch you're like satisfying. Every single shot, every guy you kill, you feel like you're... They did a great job with implementing your abilities. The controls are fluid, music's perfect, pacing's good, everything. It's just a fun video game. Fun for all ages. My only concern, or actually critique of it, is that when shit gets really going and there's like 15 bad guys on the screen, it really starts to chug. And, you know, I got a 970, and we're talking about cell-shaded graphics here. Really, I mean, it looks so many times better than Hotline Miami. But
it seems like you have to be, it seems a little slower than Hotline Miami. Like you have to be a little more calculated, because Hotline Miami encourages you to just like do it as fast as you can and hopefully get it right.
Yeah, and there, what I was telling Chad is...
It's one hit kill also on this.
No.
It's not?
No. You have to hit the big guys like four, five, six times.
No, I meant like you get...
Oh, for you, yeah.
When you get hit, you're done.
Yeah, and your booster that you're building, there's a power booster. You guys can kind of see it there. It's yellow. When it's full, you have basically one free bullet time, where if you were going to get killed, you can kind of sidestep that bullet. Yeah, I really like that, instead of making you stronger, because you're already strong as fuck.
So this game's normally $15, but on sale for $13.
Totally worth it, guys. Go grab it right now. I think I streamed it last night in Beirut. Was like, I'm going to go buy this or something.
How was the soundtrack? Because you can get the
fantastic.
Because you can get the collection for $16.
Well, I don't know about that.
What
mean,
kind of music are we talking about here?
It matches. You know, it's like techno, but it matches the action really well. I felt like the tempo kicked up at the right spots. So yeah, besides the chugging that it does, I mean, it really, really slowed down at certain points.
That seems odd for a game like this.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not that intense graphically.
Super frustrating.
It looks a lot like a comic book, just the art style.
It's
and
got,
the heavy shadows.
Top down, it totally reminded me of this first-person shooter that has kind of been lost in the annals of time called 13. Have you guys ever heard or played this game?
13 just always seems to come up every couple of years, because it was a comic book, then it was a video game, then they had a TV show based around it.
Totally forgot about this.
I always wanted to play it, but I never played it.
Yeah, and I always like remember it. Like, oh yeah, that game. I should try to dig that up somewhere from like GOG.com or something. I don't think it's on. It's an Ubisoft game. Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, it came out in 2003. Great game.
Did you? But so you actually played the game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a long time ago.
Because I tried to watch the TV show maybe like a year ago, and I couldn't get into it. But somebody told me years ago how good the video game was when it was originally out, and so you know, it's one of those worlds that I kind of always wanted to get into but never did.
Another thing I can't speak on here yet are boss fights. I'm not too sure of. I mean, I played 3 or 4 hours, I think. I don't know much about boss fights, and I don't know about the longevity of the game. But I've already got my $13 worth in one night, so there you go. But I shit $13.
Yeah, right.
I already got my $13 worth in one night. Ooh.
Okay. You want to talk Lost Castle, Bobby?
Yeah, just briefly. I'll bring it up again. I played a lot of Lost Castle this week, even more than the week prior when I talked about it. I did beat it, and I mean, yeah, it does that whole thing where it's like it just moves you on to another dungeon, which is exactly the same, except it's a little more difficult, and then there's a nightmare mode enabled. And then once you hit that point, it's like, why even keep playing? Like, I'm totally unmotivated to keep playing unless it's multiplayer. I still want to check out the multiplayer.
Yeah, me too.
I have leveled up my character quite a bit, and it's still like something to play in between, you know, queue times on Heroes of the Storm. So I do enjoy the game. I want to check out Rampage Knights because I hear good things about that. And I think, what is it, $15 for that game, $10? I still think it's worth it. Here's the funny thing, though. I didn't beat the game. It took me, like, way too long to beat the game. Should have beat it way earlier. But I didn't beat it until I switched to using the keyboard on it. And then I beat it. Like, on my first try, too. Like, I switched to the keyboard, and boom.
Dang.
I beat the game.
We both play on controller.
Oh, yeah. This is a game, like, you would totally play on a controller. But I'm just so bad with the controller that I was just, I don't know, there was no way for me to complete it. And the keyboard controls are really awkward. I mean, it's WASD to move around, but then your abilities are your attacks are, like, JKL, and then your items are, like, IOP. Like, it's an awkward configuration for your fingers.
But so you don't use the mouse at all?
No, you don't use the mouse at all playing this. Yeah.
So, Bobby, I killed that boss as well. And I lost all motivation there, too. I don't know what it was originally about Binding of Isaac that made me want to keep going.
Second playthrough on Lost Castle, I can't notice much of a difference. I enabled Nightmare Mode. I'm like, way too hard. And then I started doing the normal mode again, and it seems like such a grind. Like, if I could skip levels and go straight to, like, the third or fourth world, then, like, maybe. But
it's so repetitive.
It gets very repetitive.
And there's only, like... How many creature types? I mean,
we're still talking Lost Castle, right? Not Rampage Knights, because they're very similar.
Yeah, no, Rampage Knights is, that's why I thought Rampage Knights was better. Random levels and random bad guys, and just the amount of bad guys they throw at you. Obviously, the graphics are better in Lost Castle, but I'd rather have more that's not as pretty than, I mean, it's really bare bones in Lost Castle.
Yeah, for sure.
There's maybe 9 creatures that you go up against. Yeah.
I think the Binding of Isaac thing is, you're not playing Binding of Isaac so much as seeing how strong you can make Isaac on your playthroughs. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's more of a loop pinata than trying to beat the game. So every time you go and play it again, it's fresh because what you get, and also how the spells interact with each other is a lot of fun in Binding of Isaac.
So often I see some,
and you don't get any of that.
See something
in Lost
I've never seen before. Yeah, yeah. So let me go right into Feral Fury on that. So Feral Fury is a Binding of Isaac clone, but they did a few things better, and or I would say different. So first of all,
I was going to say you're kind of talking shit about Binding of Isaac.
So better graphics, better music. Oh, no, equally good music. I haven't seen that yet. There's a car level. I mean, it is straight Binding of Isaac as far as like the rooms, random generated, go around, shopkeeper, all that stuff. That's not a bad thing. This is so weird. Last night I was dreaming about, or the night before last, why there aren't more Binding of Isaac clones. Like I remember like having that conversation.
Yep.
And then here it is. Here's one of them. This is a lot. This is somewhere between Binding of Isaac and Enter the Gungeon, because you have the dodge roll in this.
Oh,
this
nice.
Game is really hard. But
this is more bullet hell than Binding, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like as well. Here's the big thing that changes everything and why Bobby might liked it and why most people get away from Binding is because this has persistent character development. So if you buy an upgrade, you keep it forever. Every run through forever after that.
Oh, cool.
You get to keep it a lot like Lost Castle and all these other games. So,
but it's got a loop pinata within it on the items you're picking up?
Yeah, uh-huh. But like, say you pick up a shotgun, you only have so much ammo for that shotgun. You might lose it and go back to the original pistol. The original pistol is not that weak, though.
And this is called Feral Fury, by the way.
It's very hard. So I wanted to get into this, because I love roguelike so much. What is the difference between these two things? You have Isaac on one end, where every game is completely random, and you start from scratch every time, or these other ones where there's persistent character development. So the way I see it is, Feral Fury, once I put in the time, I know that I'm going to beat it almost every run. Hopefully they move the carrot stick forward so that... But once I max out everything, what then happens? Isn't it the same as the beginning of every run of Binding of Isaac where...
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, once you max out all your stats, isn't that the same?
Yeah, but how long would it be to max out all your stats? Because I would think they would have built in a way that you can't max it out until you've played, a ridiculous amount of hours.
Yeah, right. And
so you've already played a ridiculous amount of hours.
I'm not saying either one is wrong or right, but what turns off people to Binding of Isaac. Why? How can you have played 600 hours?
That's exactly what I said when somebody would describe MOBAs to me for the first time. Yeah. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. I have to start over at level one every time. Like it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But then you get into the genre and you start playing it and it makes sense.
Well,
I think
MOBAs are different because at the heart of a MOBA is player versus player. And that's, you can't compare that to a single player.
True.
But League does have account development.
What's it called? The fuck? I don't remember.
But it's putting you up against other people.
But it's not like something that takes a long time. You're supposed to be level 30 summoner.
Yeah.
And you're not even seriously considered until you are.
So you guys don't play a lot of roguelikes. Which one of these two do you prefer?
But in all honesty, Binding does have some persistence, but in the character unlocking.
The character unlocking and the item unlocking.
Yeah.
If you play Binding for the first time, you're dealing with an item pool of maybe 40. I have 400 items that I can get. Exactly. Not all of them are good.
Yeah.
But I have 400.
I mean, there are some persistence.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think a good blend of the two is nice because I do like to be rewarded for my game time.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot of times like binding isn't rewarding you for your game time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's disposable fun and it's a blast. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you're like, I beat that boss. Now I start over at level one. Whoop do you fucking do.
Bobby, how do you obviously like the persistence, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that could change because you can do both right. I just like the persistence because I don't play these as excessively, so it's nice to be, like Chad said, rewarded for your time. You know, you want to feel like at the end of the round you have something to show for it and that your next playthrough is going to benefit because of that. But I don't know. I think you can absolutely do both right.
There's a lot of times when I say that I know nobody cares about Binding of Isaac, but I got this thing called Mr. Fetus, which is you can kind of like put a reticle somewhere and then a bomb will drop. And then I got something else that like, oh, I got triple shot. So three bombs were dropping, but then I got Mushroom's Lung, which is a shotgun blast for regular tiers. So now I have three going as, so anyway, something like 13 bombs are landing for every time that I put the reticle out. I was one-shotting every boss and I still didn't win. I didn't get what I wanted done.
Yeah.
Because everything else was shit. Like, my defense was shit.
Yeah,
I was really slow and stuff. And that had never happened before. And, you know, and Sam's like, oh, my God. I don't know. It can happen anytime. It's awesome.
I'm just picturing the testing of that game. It's got to be fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I played some Mass Effect.
Anyway, oh, sorry. Feral Fury is really fun.
How much is that, by the way? $10, right?
$6.99.
Ooh, totally fucking worth it. Really hard. If you've never played a roguelike, this is the perfect place to jump in. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. What I did like about it was when you kill, I mean, it's not helping you out at all. There is nothing to help you out. When you kill something, they drop their souls. It's not like you just get the souls like you do in Las Casas, Bobby. Like, you have to run over there and get them before they disappear, which mm-hmm. is pretty quick. But at the same time, you're dodging bullets and trying to kill the next guy. Yeah. So there's
most
a, like,
of the games
a lot,
are like that, too. Like that, I was surprised that Lost Castle didn't include that, where things, items, not even souls, but gold, food, weapons, like they don't disappear after a certain amount of time. So you can clear the area, then safely go pick them up.
Yep, not here. A lot of bombs, a lot of traps. Good shit, really fun, but you get ready for a beating. It's going to beat you down.
All right, that cool. Does not sound fun.
I'm kind of interested. I might give it a go.
You played more Mass Effect Andromeda, Chad?
Yeah, I played with the updated. I still haven't beat the game, so I also need to go in and beat the game. So you know, it's been a couple weeks since I went back to it with Hawaii and just work kicking my ass. But I finally got to play some this week. I haven't noticed a whole lot better on the game, and I noticed a couple things worse. So I'm not sure. They must have done something. I don't know what's going on. My weapons are swapping just randomly. I'm not having them swap. They just are swapping. And I think they...
stuck in your keyboard.
No. I think it has some... It always is happening when I'm out of ammo and things are around me. So I think they implemented something where your weapon swaps...
to whichever one has ammo?
To something that has ammo. But I don't want that.
Well, what do you
because I
do?
Specifically have a long-range weapon and a short-range weapon. So I've got a sniper and a shotgun.
Yeah.
I don't want to switch to the sniper rifle when there's guys all around me, even though it's got ammo. You know what I mean?
What would you rather do?
Reload the shotgun or do melee.
Oh, even if you have ammo in reserve, it does this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not when I'm out of ammo. Oh. Just when my clip runs out.
Oh.
It's swapping me. So
hopefully
I don't...
there's an option. That sounds kind of wonky.
I don't know. Maybe it's a bug. Like Bobby
this
said...
This didn't happen before the patch?
No, it never happened before. This is just now happening.
All right, let's get to what they try to fix. The eyeball fix is what people are calling it. Are the eyeballs less googly eyes?
I'm not sure. Because there was a scene that I had... I ran into, I will try to do this without spoiling anything. I ran into another Pathfinder. You're a Pathfinder, right?
The fuck, dude?
Well, each of the ships have their own Pathfinders.
Oh, gotcha.
Right? So I ran into another Pathfinder.
Still kind of spoiler.
Something happened, and they tell me not to tell people. And then I had to make the choice whether or not to tell people that this thing happened. So I made the choice to tell people. And the person was like supposed to be, I think, rolling their eyes, I think. But it was like they wouldn't look me in the eye or something. I don't know. I don't know if this was their improvement and it was worse before. It was just awkward. Yeah. Like I almost didn't want to watch this thing because it was so awkward.
But before, see, it was super, that was my
and maybe that's intentional. I don't know.
Watch their eyes.
Yeah.
But maybe it went from that, and that was a step up from shaking up one of those bears with the googly eyes, you know, and they're fucking going around.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So hey,
is clown lotion typing that correctly? Naruto boy?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Then just Google it. Clown?
It's on Kickstarter. Just look up Naruto boy on Kickstarter.
And clown lotion's back from fighting for our freedom. Clown's going to do what he does, and we just wake up free every day.
Yep.
Yep.
We have a lot of
you're half soldiers. Of you are military, yeah. The other half is truckers, and there's one chick.
Yep.
It's a good group we got going.
Yeah.
We got some youngins too. We got a kind of diverse.
I've never heard a youngin. Who's young?
We got like we were just talking to. He was 20.
He's like 25.
Yeah.
I don't think people under 25 listen to podcasts. Like if you're, I've discovered this, if you are of a certain age or younger, you do not want to listen to people talk. You want to do the talking.
Oh, my God. I just had the greatest idea. If our podcast ever has to go to war with other ones, we're going to smoke everyone. We have trucks to move our soldiers to where they need to be.
And Nighthawk's a doctor, so he gets to patch them up.
And then a lady to do spy stuff, I guess.
Our own Mata Hari. There you go.
Yeah.
It is Narita. Naruto boy.
Oh.
Naruto.
Anyways,
fantastic trailer. I don't know if the game's any good, but check it out. All right, clown, give it a rest. You already got your shout out.
Wait, I'm not done yet. I got more on Mass Effect Andromeda.
Okay.
Did I bring this up before? So,
hey guys, let me go. I'm ready. Okay, go. Can you feed me some lines?
I just feel like this game. I feel like this game... Are you going to pee?
Yeah.
This was a crucial part that I wanted your input on. Jesus Christ almighty. All right, now I got to just fill the time till he gets back. So, what do you want to talk about?
I'll tell you what I did yesterday when I got home from work for 2 hours.
Okay.
I tried to get Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2 to run on Windows 10. And I couldn't...
Did you hear me laugh in the bathroom? Oh, God. If you're new to the show... Jedi Forces 2, Jedi Academy.
Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight.
is Bobby's favorite game of all time. And he finds ways to slip it into the podcast.
Oh my God. It comes around like once a year, maybe.
Probably every 3 episodes. No, keep track.
No, it rarely comes up. Because I play the game probably every couple of years. So I felt it's about time to play the game again. And this is my first time on Windows 10. I think last time I played it, I had 7 or 8. I had 8. And I could not get it to run correctly. There's all sorts of like high-res texture packs out there, and I couldn't get those to work right. I did get it to run like somewhat, but there are some texture problems and issues. But I don't know. It's a work in progress. But the good news is Steam has updated their version of the game. It was long known that Steam had an unworking copy of this game, and they finally addressed it and updated it. Now it's semi-functional. You just have to do like one or two things, and it's good to go. And they included the music, which was gone before. But if you go to GOG.com, Good Old Games, and get the copy there for like $2, then it's a
much functional. Better copy.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to like JKDF2.net or whatever that website is, and actually download the game for free from there. You get the ISOs and the installer for it, and then you can get the original game, and then you're supposed to mod that version. It's like Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic levels of modding required to get this game to run properly on a new operating system. But anyway, I spent 2 hours on it. It's like, fuck it, whatever. I'll deal with it later.
So you never did get it up and running?
No. I mean, I did, but not to the level that I wanted to. Not with the high-res texture packs that I wanted to play the game with.
Hmm. To go back to Mass Effect Andromeda, now that Emil is back from the bathroom. This might be a sensitive topic, so I'm going to try to do it a little tactfully for us.
I'm 15% gay.
Okay. So take your 15% and your 15% woman.
Yeah.
And think about those. I feel like playing the game a little bit, they're trying to shout cis scum at me. a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, literally everybody of, not everybody, a vast majority of the people in important spots are women, and like the, I don't know how to describe this. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and maybe in the future that's how it is, but it doesn't mimic what we have going on now. And generally, the people in aggressive power positions tend to be men. And it, in this game, it just it didn't mimic it. And I'm wondering if anybody else is noticing that. And I love to see diversity, and I love to see more women in video
games.
I've
heard that the diversity is kind of pushed on you quite a bit on here.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I kind of felt like men have had their time. Straight men have had their time, so we're going to give you everybody else but.
But here's the ironic part of the whole thing. By having so many females in strong positions, she ends up getting fucked because
there's no dating.
There's no dating for her. She gets loser A or loser B, and we get a plethora of all these strong women.
Yeah.
That will tie us up.
I feel like the expectations on this game are just so high that it's just impossible to meet.
No, you don't understand, Bobby. If there is somebody in power, 90% of the time, it's going to be a woman, and like all the enemy.
Well, the guy who's in run. I mean, there's that alien that's in charge of the.
That's the only guy that I can think of right now. Tan or whatever.
Yeah. Who I like.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going back to. Like, he's kind of like flamboyant and stuff.
Okay,
like that.
You brought this up.
I'm not trying to be like, it's just something I noticed. And normally, like,
well, those
like,
guys are that alien species. They're just flamboyant.
Solarians,
yeah, Solarians tend to be flamboyant.
The Solarians are flamboyant.
I feel like
I didn't get that vibe from them.
The voice actor for that guy is he's a
we're gonna get into
voice
much trouble for this one, well, boys.
I
brought this up as if it was a complaint.
It's so, not a complaint, but
no. You're in a complaining tone. So what's
I
the
guess
complaint?
It's like.
Too many chicks in charge, Chad? Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
I'm just trying to say, like, if you do one or two things to make your point, to say, like, hey, women should be included, too. Or if you make it 50-50 and say, like, hey, women should be included, too, it's one thing. But when you do go completely the opposite direction, it's like, it was just so, it's so stark that it's almost like what's going on? Like, it was just surprising for me.
I think there's
maybe Chi will have a completely different perspective on it.
Yeah,
coming from her side,
she probably won't even notice that there's so many girls.
Well, she definitely noticed there wasn't enough guys.
Yeah, that's true. Where's all the dicks? She showed up. She's like, "Where's all the dicks?" And Chad shows up. He's like, "There's not enough dicks."
No, it's just
really you guys have the same perspective. It's just from a different motivation. I think there's a lot smarter ways to say what you're trying to say, but
I know you don't come to this podcast to hear PC, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we are the not PC PC podcast, right? But, and it's just the other, like a lot of the guy talkers are very flamboyant when they talk.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. Like every time you do the tram,
tram or
the tram.
Oh, tram. Okay.
Not the tram. The tram.
Oh, now I got to play this game.
Yeah. Every time you do the tram, the what do you call it? The interviewer guy, he talks on it, and he's like so flamboyant.
So I haven't ran into the trans person yet, but apparently it's like, hi, how's it going? And you're like, hey, pretty good. And they're like, I'm trans. Like, okay, cool. It doesn't really change anything.
I haven't ran into that either.
Yeah.
It's
the diversity is shoved in your face, and the diversity should be subtle, right?
Yeah, and it's more like it's not diversity; it's just the complete opposite.
Yeah,
you know how a lot of women say there's it's men everything.
Yeah,
instead of fighting for equality somewhere along the time in this universe,
domination.
It went the other way around.
Yeah.
But all that said, still a good game.
So
I still
what
like
I've learned
it.
Today is Leap MILF. You need to play Andromeda and tell us what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no Mexicans. Forget about that. So, what else we got?
Maybe you just didn't look in the right spot.
That's true. I didn't check the places where they
got those low-rider spaceships.
Well, Cornelius asked where all the Mexicans... They built the spaceships. They didn't get to fly in them. Yeah. The fuck? You're going to invite one of them inside?
Okay, that was going to be racist. I'll move on.
let's not double down on that, Chad. I think you've said enough.
Okay. My bad.
Okay. All right. Is that all the everything we got in highlights and lowlights then?
Technically, I wanted to talk D&D a little bit since I played my first game. This is probably going to be the only time I talked about it because this is the first time I played. I had a blast. My dungeon master was great. He kept things moving. Was your
dungeon master a woman?
No, it was not a woman. Hmm. It was four very
patriarchy,
very nerdy guys. It was five actually, because there was four in the group and the DM.
DNP, the Dungeons and Patriarchy, is what you've been playing on.
Yeah, seriously.
Title.
Anyways, I had a great time. We're going to do it every week. I went out, bought dice, like I said. I also bought a figurine of myself because I didn't like the guy he had because we actually brought a board out during the combat. I didn't know this. Like the combat, you actually like have pieces out and you move around on a board, or you can. Anyway.
Yeah, it's new to me too.
So, and then you're going to play when are you playing?
I'm playing.
Zap is hosting one, right?
We're listeners? All set up online. Tag's been playing since he was like a kid. But this is going to be his first time playing online. Everybody else is their first time too. It's first time Zap DMing.
Okay.
So it might be a complete shit show, but I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, what I didn't like is obviously I need to learn. And the next time I can make my character sheet with their own motivations, which will probably be in line with my own motivations. But, you know, I'm playing a rogue halfling. And my
that is you, sort of.
Huh?
Are you playing a fat rogue halfling? Because then that is you.
So rude. So rude. I do have the hairy feet, though.
Yeah, you do.
And I don't know, man. I just feel like if I'm role-playing, I'm just going to go full on. Like, I think cock should be my motivation, where I can get like, if I'm low on supplies, I could just blow people for their stuff, which could totally be viable. It's role-playing, guys.
It is.
It's not what I think about every night or anything.
Yeah.
But... So next time, I'm definitely going to do my own motivations for sure.
Yeah, and kind of similar with mine. He's like, hey, what kind of characters do you like? And I kind of told him, and he's like, well, why don't you do this character? So I ended up being a human cleric, but I am in heavy armor. So I guess it would kind of be a paladin, but I do cleric spells, so I don't know how that all worked.
Sounds like you're going to run up from front, turn around, and cast healing spells on the guys behind you.
as they're stabbing me in the back.
Bobby,
yeah.
Did you ever play
D&D?
Yeah.
Not extensively. I've tried it out a few times. I would be interested in doing it again, but I know it's a commitment.
Yeah.
Last point on this. So the real reason that I went to the gaming stores and ended up getting boss monsters and some other ones in my dice is while I was doing the character and stuff, I thought back to when I was probably like 10 or 12 and my brother and
Jesus, how long is this story?
Yeah. My brother and I, we had a role-playing game core manual or whatever, but it was for a game called Champions. And Champions was all about superheroes. And you might know this because Champions Online was based off the Champions role-playing game. Hmm. So... But we would never play the game. We would just roll characters over and over again because it was
so much fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And so I'm trying to find this book so Emil and I can make some characters.
What do you mean try? Everything's online, dude.
I'm sure it is, yeah. But I want the book. I want the manual. Oh. So I went to two different game stores here in San Diego, and neither of them had it because it's not in print anymore.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look online or eBay or something to get it. But I will get it, and we'll make some characters.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Anyways... I think that's it for the non-video gaming related
stuff. Well, we got the mobile corner, right?
Yeah. A lot of... Sorry, guys.
Get your ear holes ready for some smooth jazz.
Yeah. All right, play it up, Bobby.
I apologize first to the Discord listeners. I don't think this is going to sound loud enough for you to hear.
Chat's mobile corner.
I was requested to play a game from the Tech Knight, and that was called Transformers Forged to Fight. And I played this some. It is like a better version of the Marvel game. What was the Marvel one? Fuck. I had it up and then forgot it. What was the Marvel game, Emilio, the Marvel mobile game where it was like a fighting game?
I don't know. I didn't play it.
Contest of Champions?
Contest of Champions. Thank you. So it is like Marvel Contest of Champions, better gameplay. However, the downside is it's in the Transformers universe, which I don't give it two shits about. Honestly, like, I love Transformers growing up, but now it's just a shit show. And fuck Michael Bay and all that stuff. I'm just not into Transformers anymore, and I'm sorry about that. So I'm not really interested in the universe. The other thing is, they tried to up the graphics, and it looks really good, but it chugs my phone. I can't fucking play it. It's hurting my...
What are you running?
I have a S5, a Galaxy S5.
You know they're up to S8, right?
Well, still, should I? I can't put more RAM in my fucking... So I can't play this game.
Why do you have an S5?
Because now you can't get free phones. You have to pay for phones now.
Yeah, they're doing it all differently. The S8.
All of them are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to switch.
Is that the Pixel?
Yeah, the Pixel, man.
Yeah, I might have to.
Still gotta buy the phone, though.
I might have to. Yeah. Anyways, so I liked it. It was fun. They added new moves. I don't think this was in Conquest of... What was it called?
Contest of Champions.
Contest of Champions. Everybody's got a ranged move, so if you step back and do your light attacks, it'll do a ranged move. But then you can also sidestep to avoid ranged moves. So it's kind of now fully 3D, and you can like sidestep and shit now. So it was fun. If you liked Contest of Champions, if you like that one, give this one a go, because I feel like it's a better version.
Are you still talking? Oh, shit. I was doing shit on my phone.
You were going to shit on your phone?
I was checking my phone. You're still talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was it for that one. So it's free to play. You get it and give it a go if you like those kind of games. It's another gotcha game where you're trying to collect every character on the face of the earth in the Transformers universe.
What I've been playing is 8-Ball Pool. It's a pool game. You just play other people straight up.
It's like your whole... picture is the board. The pool table.
Yeah. I think they did the controls really well. There's no way to put English on the ball, unfortunately, but that's kind of good. It's very accessible. Although, the more that English, for those who don't know, is like spin. The way that you put spin on the top ball so it goes where you want it to go.
They must have that. That's like so important.
That's what I was going to say. So, the higher I get into the game, like I didn't have to... At first, I didn't have to pick what hole my ball is going to go into, but now I do.
Okay.
Because I'm getting into the higher stakes games. What's really great about this game is, one, it's really easy to find the game. Two, the credits that you use to buy stuff, like better cues or whatever it is, cosmetic stuff, is the same credits that you buy into a game for. You're gambling things that have value, basically. Hmm. So imagine...
So if you suck, you just can't play.
Yeah, pretty much. So in your context of champions, Chad, or whatever it is, something of whatever the fuck,
okay.
There's gems or something.
Yeah.
Imagine you're fighting other people for gems, and it makes this, you know, everything more
I don't
important.
Think you can... there's all these rules on iOS and Android platform, and I'm not sure if...
Well, they're not worth money. Oh, well, I don't know.
Hmm, that's interesting.
I really don't know, because I don't really care what color my Q's color is. You know?
Okay, gotcha.
I did run the board once. I thought that was so much fucking
nice.
Fun. Yeah, dude, imagine playing online. You put up 100 credits, and you don't even get a chance to go.
That's awesome.
I'm really good at this game for some reason. I'm having a really good time.
Nice, nice. The other thing I wanted to mention while we're talking mobile is, this is more directed at you, Bobby. Do you have a call blocking app that you use?
No.
Okay.
Like a call blocking app like that blocks my number for outgoing phone calls?
I've been getting more and more telemarketers, and I'm fed up with it.
Have you gotten the... Oh, I dropped my headset?
No.
Apparently that's huge right now. Just for those people who don't know, haven't got it yet, a telemarketer calls you. It's a recording, and it doesn't sound like one. And she says, oh, I dropped my headset. Hold on. Can you hear me? And you say yes. They use that yes against you by ordering a bunch of shit you didn't really want.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So they splice it together and make you order.
You know what's good, though, like that I recommend as a security measure is just never pick up your phone. I mean, it's Why are we calling people in 2017?
Because you need us to let us into the building, Bobby. And we're fucking cold in the rain out there.
Security's tight around here. But if I get a call from a number I don't recognize, I don't pick it up. I probably missed some legit calls that way, but fuck it. You know, I'm busy anyway.
100% of every dollar that I make it begins with the phone call. So I don't have that luxury. Mm-hmm. What's good though is I have a proxy number on my phone. It's called the app is called Sideline. It's 100% free. You set up a second phone number, and that's my business line. So anybody that calls that, I know how to answer that way. The other one is
gotcha.
You know, what's up, bitch, or whatever. You know, whatever.
Does it go to different voicemails?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. And it's 100% free. But if my business grows and I want more lines, then they start to charge you for the more lines. It's a fantastic business model.
Okay. The reason I brought it is I was just fed up of it. So I did some research, and there's several that are free that don't do ads either. So the one I'm using right now is called Should I Answer? And so far I'm liking it. So if a telemarketer calls, you can block that number from future picking up, but it makes you fill out this thing why it was negative, and it stores it in a database. And so it will preemptively block numbers that are telemarketers that other people have identified as telemarketers. So right now I'm getting calls blocked that have never called me but are getting blocked because other people have flagged them as telemarketers. And you can set like how many negatives until it gets blocked.
Oh, gotcha.
So if somebody has one or two, maybe you don't block it. But if it's got six or seven, then you block it.
I like it.
You can also it'll also do stuff with messaging, blocking messages from telemarketers and stuff. So I'm liking it. I don't know. I think it's something good to put on your phone at some point.
Cool.
Again, that one was called Should I Answer? Now, but there's a ton of them. I don't know.
Our listener question is from Warcornius, and it seems like he's...
Why can you never say his name right?
How else would I say it?
You called him Warcornius.
Warcornius?
I don't know. Warcornius, yes.
Okay. And it's been him like the last 3 weeks. We're that accessible, guys. You put something in suggestions, it's going to get answered unless it's a bullshit question. So let her rip, Bobby. What's he... Seems like a lot of words.
It is.
I'm not good at words.
We tend to associate types of music and even movies with locations and cities, like Seattle grunge, London punk. With video game development, we tend not to think on geographic terms. Have you noticed that you like games for a certain city or area? Does it matter where the game is from? For example, the fact that Rocket League was developed in San Diego, is that in any way reflective in the game?
Had no idea it was developed here.
Oh, you didn't? No. Psyonix, it's here in San Diego. Oh,
mm-hmm. Cool.
I don't know if it's so apparent with Rocket League, but there was a lot of talk about this when Metro Last Light came out, because the work conditions in Ukraine or wherever that was made, Russia, were really bad, and a lot of people said, oh yeah, that influenced the game. But I don't know. Like, if a game comes out and it's like from Ubisoft, oh, is it Ubisoft Montreal? Is it Ubisoft Mexico? They don't have a Mexico station. That was a joke.
They should.
But... I don't know that it does. Although I got to say this, one of my favorite developers that I always talk about, Ace, is down in Brazil. And I think, I don't know, there's just something about their games. They're not like big AAA games, but they're always just unique in some way to me. And like every time they come out with a new game, I'm just by default interested.
Did you play their MMO, Bobby?
They have an MMO?
Yeah. It was a Brazilian, all about putting the exoskeletons on. For sure it was Brazilian. I just don't know if it was Ace.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same company. They're the ones that made, what was the one where it's pretty much Plan 9 from Outer Space, where the director is retelling the story of the old movie?
Oh, Tower of Monsters?
Planet of Terror?
No, what was that
Tower
called?
Tower of Doom?
Tower of Deadly Monsters.
Tower of Deadly Monsters.
Yeah.
Tower of Monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Abyssal Odyssey,
Melee. They made that? Mm-hmm. Wow. The voice
yeah,
acting was
the
so
one
good.
With the rocks, all it Rock of Ages.
To answer your question, Orkonis, I hate Japanese games, just straight up. Most Asian games I just don't get anymore. I think when we were young and we had to play Asian games because they were the only game in town, that was like, of course.
Yeah. And you always recognize there was a disconnect there. Like when I played Nintendo games that were from Japan, I always knew that it was just like, like there was something a little bit off, and I was like, well, that's just how games are.
Yeah. I think I can tell Rocket League was made in San Diego. Just the way that it's doesn't
shut up, dude.
Just from that cool vibe they got.
Best place on earth vibe that gave off.
But I think it's got like a casualness in Rocket League that you don't get from a Ubisoft Montreal or like a game from Russia. I said last week about how I generally don't like games from Russia. Like the game usually is good, but maybe the player base, I don't know. Something every time I see a game from Russia, I was like, I know I'm not going to like this game. And it pretty much always pans out that way.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit on the fence about Japanese games. I like some of them and some of them I don't, but they all are weird. They all have that, like, you're not sure what exactly is going on.
It's a culture of people that aren't having sex with each other. Something's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Have
they're
sex,
not having
people.
Sex with each other?
Yeah, dude. They have more old people than babies right now.
Yeah, they're having like a
huge
I've seen a lot
problem.
Of videos on the internet that would say otherwise.
It's a huge problem right now. They're not having enough kids.
They also have enough. Did you hear? Maybe I brought this up before. They're having a problem. There's not enough male porn stars for female porn stars there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to find the guy with a bigger dick than 5 inches. Hey. Wow.
So rude. I think we managed to offend everybody.
Yeah. Dude, we're not usually this offensive.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Okay.
So, Bobby, you start with six. You're 6 feet tall.
Oh, before you move on, there was one more in the suggestions and questions. I think there was another question that just came up recently. Can you check, Bobby?
Oh, yeah, and the suggestions.
Yeah.
On our Discord, you can always put any questions or comments in our suggestions. I think I'm just going to change that to Q&A or questions and change looking for games or LFG and game nights to LFG.
We can decide that after.
Yeah.
All right, that last one
for the podcast. If you guys don't get anything better, do you guys monitor temps and frames when playing? Do you, and your thoughts on doing so? And if you do, what programs do you guys like to use?
Ooh,
do you guys pay attention at all to the temperature of your computer when you're playing games?
Absolutely not.
But you recently did when you're having all those troubles.
When I was having problems, I did. But now that I've got it resolved, no, I don't. I don't give
never
a shit.
Never have, never cared. Yeah. I am curious about my frames from time to time, but I haven't. There's a setting in Steam where you can set that, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that within Steam?
Nighthawk, by the way.
You can do that within Steam?
Yeah, there's a setting where for games that when you're playing on, because everybody on PUBG is talking about it.
Hmm.
PUBG is really like making me think, PUBG's making me upgrade. Like, that was the game. I'm like, okay, it's affecting my, well, you get to pass the buck, right? So
yeah,
I'm like, the reason I'm not number one every time.
I don't
time
suck.
It's clearly
it's
my
computer
rig. Yeah. It made FigSack change his entire rig, or his setup at least. I don't, you know, it's making people change. This game's fucking amazing. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So no, though, in general, no.
Yeah, Fastidious mentions EVGA Precision OC, and that's a great tool. I know it used to be called Precision X. I don't know if they changed the name of it or not. But if you have an EVGA card, yeah, that's a fantastic tool. If you want to overclock, you almost absolutely have to use it. But there's also one for, I'm not just talking about temperatures for graphics cards, but for your motherboard, there's usually some sort of temperature reader that will tell you the ambient temperature of your case or the CPU's temperature. And I've used a lot of ASUS boards in the past, and I can't remember what theirs is. They have a whole suite designated for that. And then you can have fan curves, which are important to know, too, because if the heat goes up, then the fan automatically goes up with it. So you can tell it how fast you want to go based on the temperature. Hmm. So that can help. I've got my computer to a point where it won't overheat. It's pretty damn loud, though. I mean, you guys can, I'm used to it because I live here, but a lot of people notice the noise from my computer when they come in. It's like a constant hum, but I just leave it cranked up because I don't want to fool with that stuff. I just want to like have it always work. Keep it nice and simple. Yeah, GPU Z and CPU ID are great programs as well. CPU ID will read your...
Amelio, what's a GPU Z?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's true.
It's actually free. The ASUS AI Suite, yeah, is what it's called. But the GPU Z is basically like CPU Z, where it just gives you all the information about either your processor or your graphics card, including temperature and...
Yeah, I was using those when I was trying to diagnose my issues, for sure.
Yeah.
And... Fastidious also mentioned that's why my computer fell apart is because I'm not paying attention. And that might be the case.
No, it didn't fall apart until you upgraded, right? So go fuck yourself fast.
But anyways, I like a clean UI, and the frame and the temperature reading doesn't make for a clean UI. So that's why.
For those wondering how to get Steam to show your FPS, it's, where was it? Somebody just posted it. Somebody see it? Did it scroll away already?
No, I switched channels.
Oh, okay.
Let me switch back. There you go.
Settings, in Steam settings, in-game FPS counter. Thank you very much, Nighthawk.
There you go. And it's important when you're playing. I mean, every frame, every single thing. Hey, Bobby, you kept complaining in PUBG about the plants getting in your way. Did you turn down your foliage?
Yeah, recently. Like the last time I played, I turned it down. And it is incredible how much more you can see. Because I was proning around all over the place. I'm like, they can't see me. I'm a snake in the grass, you know, trying to sneak up on people. And then I turned down the foliage filter, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah,
it's
stupid.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Because there shouldn't be foliage.
Now to have a competitive advantage, everybody needs to turn their shit all the way off.
Yeah, but everybody with Bobby knew. And you know what? When I was playing with Bobby, I had already turned it on. Every single new person that comes in, for some reason, I didn't tell Bobby. I think I wanted him to feel bad about himself.
No, I think someone did.
And it worked.
And I was just like, fuck it. I don't even give a shit. But then... someone posted, I think it might have been Mobius, someone posted a screenshot in Discord of like foliage turned up, foliage turned down. I was like, oh, holy shit, dude. Okay, yeah, I got to make that change.
Yeah, for sure. So we didn't mention any PUBG today. You guys are still playing?
I think everyone's still playing.
Everybody's still playing, man. It's so much fucking fun. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. God.
Okay, so I'm going to have to buy this
Everybody needs to buy it. We got another last-minute question coming in here from Cricket Soldier. Have y'all seen any decent RTS games like old-school Command & Conquer? That's a good question because I love those old Command & Conquer games.
And we have Dawn of War coming out. I don't know if it's old-school, but...
StarCraft, right? Isn't StarCraft...
That StarCraft is getting a relaunch or a remastered version.
Yeah, they're remastering the original StarCraft, which I'm kind of excited about.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's a... that picture was just reposted in our Discord. If you're listening to this, you know, from iTunes, you definitely need to be a part of the Discord family. So I would recommend being there when we record live, because I feel like more and more of what we talk about is, it's like a live show now almost.
Well, when we do Saturdays in the middle of the day, we get quite a few people listening.
This might
to
be
us
the
live.
Most, if not tied for the most. Thanks for turning out, everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
We love you.
To answer his question, Dawn of War, I thought that does not look good. Like, that was receiving some criticism.
It is receiving criticism.
Homeworld got remastered, what was that, like a year ago? That's kind of got an old school feel to it, and it was fun when I was playing it.
I know they have a remastered version. Well, this is not much of an RTS, but Masters of Orion. And I was asking around about that, because that was a game that I really, that was like...
Fixac won't shut up about it.
Yeah, well, that was like the game back in the day. I mean, it didn't get any better than Masters of Orion in the early 90s. So I was excited that they had brought that back, but I had heard some negative press about it.
Later, Leet. Yeah. So there's some coming out. Isn't RTS by just definition old school? Like, there hasn't been advances to the genre.
How could you?
Like, Warcraft 3 was the most recent advance to the genre.
MOBAs
really.
Were... the biggest advance.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It kind of morphed into its own other thing.
Became its own thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got some hardware talk?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's start with the hardware. We'll move on to esports after that. So, Emilio is looking at a new monitor.
Yeah, Bobby. So, I like to buy everything. First, I would like to check Costco for everything because I get 5% back on everything I buy from Costco. So they happen to have the monitor that you have. You paid $50 more. How do you read this? It's the Asus ROG Swift?
Yeah, the Asus ROG Swift. It's the 27-inch 1440p. It is IPS backlit, which is important. IPS versus a TN panel is a big difference.
What's the difference?
IPS, much more color diversity, and it, God, what is the...
How black your blacks are?
Yeah, well, kind of. But there's a lot more color to it. When I put in my IPS panel, I was like, holy shit, I notice a difference. And you do it on a game like that you play all the time. So in your case, maybe Binding of Isaac, even though there's not a lot of colors. But I loaded up Heroes of the Storm, and immediately it's like, wow, the colors really pop on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a bigger color range, uses less power, and the viewing angle is much, much better. So if you look at my computer, I've got two monitors. One of them flipped vertical, and I use that on my side to read like long web pages. But when I had a TN panel, it was always dark, and I had to kind of lean over to kind of see it from a good spot. But a IPS, you can look at it from any angle, and it looks perfect. It's like a cell phone screen almost. I mean, not that good. That's OLED. But you'll pay a lot more for an IPS than a TN panel, like a lot more. If you wonder why you're getting such a good deal on like a 4K or super high resolution, like big screen monitor, it's probably because it's a TN panel and not an IPS. So yeah, this Asus ROG Swift, I highly recommend it. It's a monitor that I have. It's 27 inches, but you don't want a screen that's too big, especially if you're playing like an RTS type game or a MOBA game. Like there's a such thing as too big of a screen. So I like the size of it. One thing I wanted to point out on this, there's something called like DisplayPort Sleep, and it's enabled automatically on this monitor, and it has to be for like legal purposes or like environmental purposes. They had to send these out with that thing enabled, and it says like right on their website for this monitor, disable that. Like it causes problems, because when I got mine, it would randomly like turn off and I couldn't turn it back on, so I'd have to turn unplug. It wouldn't turn off, but when I turn the monitor off, and then it wouldn't turn back on. So I'd have to unplug the power, plug it back in, and then turn it back on. Once I disabled this DisplayPort Sleep, completely solved that.
Now, guys, I'm not a rich man by any means, but this is a $750 monitor. And really, I don't know who it was, and I feel like I've come to this realization multiple times, probably every time that I have to upgrade. I'm at my computer. I don't really I used to say I don't own a TV, but I don't have cable. This is what I do. If I'm having a good time, whether it be watching movies, whether it be gaming, whether it be anything, it all starts with my computer. So this is something I do.
Jerking
this
off.
Is my hobby. Yeah, jerking off, which is like
crucial.
So much of what I do.
At least 90% of your day.
It's worth investing, you know, even if it's a significant part of what you make a year or whatever it is. Now, here's my issue, Bobby. This monitor is going to push my card past what it can do, right?
Yeah, you will require more horsepower to push more pixels.
Right.
You're going to have more pixels to render, so yeah.
So I'm also looking at the 1080 Ti, which is another $700 to $800 card.
Damn baller.
I feel like I'll be good for like...
You selling crack now?
About 5 years, right?
The fuck?
You'll be good for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. I
mean, you'll get a 3-year warranty on that card. The monitor will have a warranty on it as well. But yeah, that it's going to be a long, long time before you need to upgrade.
And here's my question. Do I have to make the move at the same time? That's a $1,600 hit.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no reason you need to.
I mean, you could buy the TI first. But if you want the graphics card, you probably... I mean, if you want the monitor, you probably need...
I'm sick of my monitor.
Yeah.
Because I look at my monitor. I have a 1080 Samsung TV. And then I watch this... Because I have it has a duplicate screen on my 4K Samsung current gen. Like, I just bought it at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's so night and day. It's so different, so yeah. I got to get rid of that.
It's funny how much you get used to something,
yeah.
And then when you see it side by side, you're like, oh, my God.
I thought I had something nice, and then side by side, yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Question, Bobby.
Games you're going to be able to run with that monitor, too. I don't think you have a 970. I think that'll be able to run, like, most of your games at that resolution. Maybe you've turned down a few settings, but I'd get the monitor.
Monitor first.
Personally.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a question for you, Bobby. So we're looking on the Costco site, and... You also have the ROG Swift 4K IPS for another $50. Is there a downside? For an extra $50, why don't you get the 4K?
Refresh rate
is
what I've heard.
Is the half pound more, so.
Ooh, a half pound of more weight.
Yeah, you're getting 4K resolution, but yeah, it's the refresh rate.
Yeah, so what is do you lack? Does it lack in refresh rate on that one, the 4K?
I'm looking on the 4K and I can't find the refresh rate.
Yeah, Costco's site is shit.
Yeah, but I know the ROG Swift, the 27-inch, the refresh rate can be overclocked to 165. A default is 144 hertz. And I know some people disagree with me on this, but I think the refresh rate is even more important than the resolution sometimes. Because once you get that buttery smooth like movement, like there's no going back after that. You feel like you see so much more of the game and it actually improves your play. I want to say the 4K one is probably 60.
So I'm not shit. I just have bad refresh rate.
That could be the case.
Awesome. Problem solved. I'm not trash. All right. Fair enough. But theoretically, if they're the same refresh rate,
it's definitely not the same.
Oh, it's definitely not.
I know for a fact that the 4K one.
There are no 4Ks that go beyond, what is it?
Right 120. Now,
I haven't looked in a while, but I'd be. There's probably a 120 refresh rate, which is good. Like, that is the minimum I'll go at this point, is 120 hertz refresh.
But generally, you're paying, like, most of them are 60 hertz right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So definitely you would take the 120 at 1440 than you would at 60 at 4K, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, 4K sounds nice, but there's a bit of a downside to 4 millimeter response or millisecond response time. Let's see if I can find a refresh rate.
While we're doing this, Bobby, he also had mentioned this M2 memory. What's the deal with that?
He was asking about a hard drive, and it'd be nice if Amelia was here to clarify that.
He's peeing again. If you guys are wondering what the fuck's going on. He does that.
Might be considering upgrading his hard drive, and he was asking about M.2 hard drives. These are like really small; they almost look like RAM, and they snap into your board like they press up against it, so it's flush with the motherboard, and they take up like absolutely no room. And they're pretty nice. I mean, they're good hard drives.
But you need a specific motherboard for these.
Yeah, you need a motherboard that can support it. The speeds on them are really good. But I don't know if they're all that faster. I think they're a little bit faster than maybe like an SSD. I don't know because I'm running a hard drive through a PCI Express port, and it doesn't get better than that. But, yeah, M.2s, I mean, they're good, and there's a good variety of them out there. Let's talk some esports.
Yeah. You want to go first?
I just wanted to say something real quick. Heroes of the Storm, the HGC is back finally, and I just wanted to say how much I love the league format more than the tournament
yes.
format.
You see it, you're jumping on the bandwagon. I was talking about League of Legends years, a year or two ago about how much I loved their league format on that.
I think, I've hardly watched esports before Heroes. I watched the Dota 2 International, that was about it. But for a game that I really am into, the league format is so nice because there's not as high stakes. So the games that happened the other day, like people were making big plays, taking big risks, trying out new things. And you don't really see people doing that when it's all on the line in a tournament where you lose two games and then you're gone for good. Like if you have a league format where it's a little more spaced out, people can experiment a little bit and the games are much more interesting. So I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah, I agree totally. And you get consistency on those league formats. You know who's going to be announcing it. You like know what sort of production value you're going to get on these. Like I don't know. I Valve is the team that has Dota 2. They've got Team Fortress 2. They've got Counter-Strike Go. Those are like three big hitters. And there's no leagues for all three of those.
But in their defense, I mean, they're making a shit ton of money.
They are.
I'm sure they're fine with it.
They are. And they're the kind of company that is more like, hey, you guys do your things. We'll just give you the tools and you do what you want on them. But I'm also watching League of Legends stuff. It's funny because I don't play League of Legends, but I love watching League of Legends. They started their tournament. So I just want to bring this up because the team I'm rooting for this year is this FlyQuest. Their name is FlyQuest. And they're like older gamers that are back again playing that nobody was going to give them a chance. So they're like they barely snuck into the playoffs as a sixth seed. And they ended up losing the first two of a best of five last week and then running the table and winning. So they're in the top four on playoffs next week. So I'm super excited to see more. Oh, spoiler, if you guys didn't watch that last week or 2 weeks ago, sorry about that.
Sorry, why'd you pick them?
They're older gamers.
Oh, gotcha.
And
like
nobody
us.
Gave a chance to. They'd be lucky if they didn't make relegation this year is kind of the spot they were placed in.
Dude, that's not far away. There's going to be Lady Leagues, Guy Leagues, old guy leagues.
Yes, the, yeah, the awesome. Plus 25. The 25 and older is the old person league.
Leap Milf said we should all have like drinks before the podcast. We used to do that.
Yeah, and then we didn't get the podcast.
If you go back a few episodes, you'll see why we don't.
Yeah. We start drinking at the start of the podcast.
I get really mean.
Yeah.
I get really mean. I don't want people to talk. You're wrong.
Yeah, he does. And then he falls asleep 50 minutes in.
So Hearthstone's new set costs, and are we on news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kick it up.
So Hearthstone's new set is called Un'Goro Credo. We covered it last week.
Journey to Un'Goro.
Journey to Un'Goro. I really like the art.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just what you posted on our website of theirs, obviously. It looks awesome.
It looks fun. And they got this promotional videos that they're doing with Danny Pudi, who is...
they're so cringy. I can't even watch them.
They're kind of weird, yeah. But I'm glad to see that guy getting work. He's the autistic Indian kid from the TV show Community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from like years back. But it's good to see him out there doing stuff.
On average, it costs you $400 to complete, to get the whole set of all the cards. I find this a bit disingenuous, though, because you can earn cards with just through play.
Yep.
If you put in the time, you're going to get the cards.
They
have a questing system.
Sure,
and with some luck, you might do some better. There's a lot of factors, but they're just saying, like, day one, if you want to get...
And the other thing is... You don't want all the cards. I mean, you'll take them if you had them, but that's what the whole disenchanting methodology is about.
Builds what you like to play.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like I said, I got three rares. I got three legendaries. Two of them were druid, so I made a druid deck, and I'm going through with the druid deck.
Yeah.
I want to do a shaman, which I'm going to have to make sure I have dust to be able to get the cards I need on it. So
I'm sorry, guys. I put up a clickbait link. That was it. Star Wars Battlefront 2, they called it a leak. First of all, you've all seen it, right, Bobby?
The Battlefront 2 trailer?
Trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. How much is it viral marketing? How much is leaking? Who knows at this point,
Who knows?
Looks good. I mean, it's a trailer, though, so who knows?
It looked like a movie I wanted to see. I don't know how that translates to the game. Like, what I saw had nothing to do with the game.
We can say that they probably learned something off the first one.
I hope to God they did.
Is it off of EA? Is EA making the second one? Do we know this?
I think so. I don't think they switched.
It'll be interesting to see if they go in another direction, because the biggest complaints with the first one was that it was just a little too simple. Really, I mean, compared to other Battlefield games, it just didn't measure up in terms of complexity. And I mean, that was what they were aiming for.
Yeah, they were going for a wide audience, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they do step it up on this one and try to make it a little more challenging, a little more realistic.
Well, it looked like they're doing space battles this time around, which would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's that now. Battlefront has gone to that point.
Oh, yeah.
There was a Death Star patch or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And also, Episode 8, you guys saw the... preview?
I didn't see that one.
There's a teaser?
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you think there, Chad or Bobby?
I'm excited for any Star Wars stuff. You know, like I'm an easy sell on that.
Cool.
Did it look cool, though?
Oh, yeah. You know, it seems to be like Rey's training. Like,
okay.
But also there's
a lot of Luke in there?
Luke's training Rey on that island.
Okay.
I just wonder how they're going to handle the whole Carrie Fisher thing. That's my big question.
She died, right?
In real life.
Yeah, and they showed the back of her head in the trailer.
Okay.
So I don't know.
They're going to CG her in, just like they did with Grand Moff Tarkin.
Which I found, me and another friend of mine felt like they shouldn't be doing that. I'd rather a different actor than that, but you guys had no problem with it. So it's middle of the road, I feel, on putting CG characters for dead people or people that don't look the way they used to.
Maybe in the future they'll CG us.
Yeah. That's all true. Our old podcasts CG'd onto fucking Mystery Science Theater style robots.
If you guys are listening, I want a lightsaber for a dick.
You can have sex then. You'd be kill everything.
I don't give a shit.
That's like the guys wishing they had like a 27-inch cock. You're not having sex with anything. Congratulations. You got the biggest dick on the world. No, you're not having sex with anybody.
Less fucking, more fucking shit up is my motto.
You're ridiculous.
With the lightsaber dick. Okay.
Bobby's... Bobby's officially done with this podcast.
Going downhill.
Should we wrap this bitch up?
I don't know. Lee Milch just says, oh my God, I think that's pretty fucking sweet. Yeah.
Glow in the dark.
No, that's not enough.
All right. Let's what do we play next week?
I am going to play I'm going to probably finish Mr. Shifty, and I'm going to try to kill at least the first boss. I got to the first boss of the, oh, I forgot to say, in, what is it called? What is that game? The
Feral Fury?
Feral Fury. I got to the first boss, and it was so fucking hard. And you're a panda bear. I forgot to say, everybody's a panda bear. Every time you play, you're a panda bear.
Are you serious? Why.
You're an army of pandas, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
The feral part, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Because I was watching the videos, and I was like, why are they calling this Feral Fury?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, fair enough.
It's so funny, because you're a race of panda bears invading this alien planet that you have to keep continually sending single soldiers into and kill demons and stuff, and it makes so much more sense than the Binding of Isaac.
That's true. Sounds like a Doom, just with pandas.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Bobby?
I'm going to try to get Jedi Knight working again.
Okay.
The shot, I may have to settle for playing it without the high-res texture pack, but we'll see where that goes.
And Heroes of the Storm. Yes, we got that.
Yeah, that's a given.
I will be looking to actually beat Andromeda, but I also want to play something new. So if you have some suggestions on our what to play thread on our Steam group, hit it up. I think Jen's actually threw something up there that I was thinking about maybe giving a go. So I might try to find something new to play this week. We'll see.
Yeah,
PUBG is PUBG. What they're saying, is what the people are calling for.
PUBG, Jen. Maybe PUBG.
People have spoken.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So is that it, guys?
Yep.
Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Thanks for joining us on the live chat on our Discord channel. We appreciate you guys contributing.
Cool. Speaking for Bobby, Chad, and myself, laser dicks for tits, everyone. Laser dicks for tits.